Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's centuries. There's like generations of people. Like, think about it. Like, ask yourself this question. Like, if you're watching this, like, did your parents cleanse? Mm-hmm. Did their parents cleanse? Mm-hmm. Mind you, parasite cleansing isn't new. Right. They used to do that all the time until the Rockefeller came around and was like, mm-hmm. we don't need to do this anymore. Before all other countries do parasite cleansing before their kids go back to school, but America. Mm. Do you see what I'm saying? And so the reason why you have to clean, the kids are super spreaders. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Kids and cats.
Kids and cats. And toxoplasma. That's why I don't even rock with cats, yo. Mm-hmm. Like, you're telling me the worst parasite that you can get and that you're one in eight more times likely to get in a car accident. Mm-hmm. You have to read, this is your brain on parasites. Mm. Schizophrenia, skyrocketed. Mm. Like, it goes deeper, right? And then this is why I started getting blocked because I was finding too much stuff. And I was like, whoa, like mental health, like, whoa, schizophrenia, all these like things are parasites. And then the only way that you can get toxoplasma, the worst parasite you can get is from cat litter. That's why pregnant women aren't supposed to change cat litter ever because it can deform the child. Like, there's so many things that goes deep into it. So, and then you get more violent. Especially with that specific parasite. But like, I feel like my passion is like parasites because I'm like, is it you or is it the parasites? Mm-hmm. And when I kind of was conscious of like I can see parasites on people. Mm. That big gut that people have.
The parasitic gut.
That's all. And I didn't believe it until, like I said, I have 5,000 people and they were allowed to send the poop. Like, I'm done. Like, I've seen baby poop and the mom decided to cleanse while, and I know, she did it anyway. I mean, parasites crawling all through this newborn baby's diaper. Like, I've seen it all. And then I think the most phenomenal thing that I've ever seen was this guy's gut. He did a parasite cleanse for a month. I'm talking about gone, but they sent like long, like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when I am looking around in America, I'm like, I can see it. I can smell it on, like, it's, yeah.
So that's like, it's basically an alien invasion.
It is.
That we don't even realize. And that's why America's so messed up.
But it's not just the worms. It's the heavy metals. Mm-hmm. It's the candida. It's the yeast. Mm-hmm. It's the, it's not just the wiggly worms.
Right.
Right? Like, heavy metals is like a huge one, but the thing is they have a symbiotic relationship. Mm-hmm. Like wherever you have candida, heavy metals, you're gonna find parasites because mm-hmm. they eat those things. Right?
Sugar.
Exactly.
They crave those. Crave them because they crave them.
Like when people are like, oh, I have to get up at night. I'm like, that's not you. Mm-hmm. Like that's not, you're supposed to be aligned with your circadian rhythm.
So right, waking up to go eat a snack. Damn, that's the parasites driving you like them little MIB worms inside your head.
Exactly.
It's cold, man.
So
I think the first time I learned about worms was when I was younger, because we was growing up Muslim, we didn't eat pork. Mm-hmm. And one of the examples was always go take a pork chop, pour some Pepsi on it on a hot day, let it sit and sizzle, and then you can literally see the worms come out, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, we was getting parasites fed to us, you know, during slavery, because that was the food. You think that that was cooked properly? You think that that was clean? None of that, right? So they were just feeding the slave anything. So when you're taking on a slave diet, you're taking on a parasitic diet, right? And so this is why, you know, especially in low impoverished environments, you're not getting the best food, right? You think that they, out of all of the food that they ship around the world, you're not going to get the best food in your local environment if this is a low income neighborhood, right? So you're never getting top of the line. And all of the food that you're eating, you know, this is the reason you, it's a dull shine in the hood. You know what I mean? Everybody looks like a shade of gray. Everybody's ashy. Because you don't even have the proper things to intake, the proper minerals, right? The proper vitamins, the proper water, the proper air quality, right? Everything is parasitic to you, right? So when we start talking about mental health and decreasing crime and violence and domestic violences and all of these different things, you know, you have to look at the factors in the environment, right? And so then we got social media, right, and the technological age to where we intaking constant garbage and filth and as we consume content and then artificial light. And it just takes our whole body and we're not tapped into that God source. We're not walking around shining no more, right? I just had the conversation with my brother Blue Pill about, you know, men are not as vulnerable about our health, right? But Black men specifically, you know, have the worst statistics when it comes to health in America, right? But that's not even a stat that's well published, spoken about, or advocated for whatsoever. And then we don't speak about it, so it's just a silent factor of death. But that's your sons, right? That's your uncles, that's your fathers, right? It's your brothers, that's every man that you see. I don't want to be in an environment where people are sharing a toxoplasma with me. So when you say people are toxic, yes, they are toxic.
Literally.
But that's just the effect. What's the cause, right? So going back to the causes where we are focused on these health things, this actually has an effect on our wealth, right? And our well-being and our future. But I'm curious to know as a mother, right? And you said you have a son?
Six.
At 6 years old. How does, you know, did the health journey start before your son or after you had a son?
After.
After.
Mm-hmm.
How does that, you know, I guess since you had it after, I want to understand, like, how does that go into raising of your child? Especially when you talked about, look, he going to school with other children that got parasites, mm-hmm. right? Do you make him aware or conscious of that? Mm-hmm. What do you feed him? What are the protocols that you take as a mother so that you're mindful of raising a young boy to be healthy, man?
Mm-hmm. And so that's a beautiful question, because when it comes to our children, like, we have to cleanse them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you literally just said, like, they were feeding the slaves the parasitic food. So we literally have centuries of we have to cleanse, right? And so when it comes to Eli, and then, and his name is Eli, we cleanse seasonally in our family. And I'm like very, really big into Ayurveda and like doing things with the seasons, but we cleanse seasonally. Like, I don't play about it. And we also eat with the season. I'm really big on promoting that on my page. But when
you say eat with the season, mm-hmm. do you mean that you change up your lifestyle diet based on what season we're in?
For example, wintertime, I'm lubing up really well as far as like my butters. I'm going to do the thicker butters. I'm taking it easy. Just like nature's hibernating, I'm going into myself. I'm being introspective. That's why the whole new year thing, it's dead, right? So that's really big. And then when I say eating with season, like pomegranates are in season during those times, like certain fruits and vegetables. So we eat with the season. And that's why I love natural grocers, because they'll only have mostly things that are in season at the time.
Mm.
And it's cheaper and it's more nutritionally dense. And so when it comes to my son, I'm really big on like, well, first of all, you can't escape parasites. I can walk barefoot, get parasites. You're not just getting parasites from the food.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it from the top water,
ocean,
anything. So the whole thing is making your body inhospitable to these pathogens. Mm-hmm. So when it enters your body, it can't stay.
Right.
So when it comes to that, it's like we're actively, like I'm like really big on the 80-20, because I still want my son to enjoy and not, because I feel like sometimes when you can be so hard, you can cause a eating issue with, like, you know, disorders and things like that. But because I'm so aware and conscious, like naturally he's going to be. So that's why I always tell parents, like, don't ask me what, how can I get my child? You have to change your whole entire lifestyle. They see that, they're going to want to do it. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to my son, when he does go to school and things like that, and he goes to an expeditionary school, which is like the outdoor learning, mm-hmm. very like one-on-one, it's beautiful. I'm so blessed that I'm able to do that, because personally, the way that I move around, I'm not able to homeschool, and I love homeschooling, but it's not practical for us, you know. And so
hold on, the expeditionary school, can you explain that a little more?
So expeditionary school is a way of learning and making like outdoor, like your teacher, the outdoors your teacher, and then not learning in a way of like for their classroom, they don't have to sit down mm-hmm. in their desk, they can it's more creative. I feel like expeditionary schools like breed critical thinkers and learners, and they're able to see like what their interests are. They go on voyages, so they like live off the land for like a week, and they teach them about like that's what they can do and things like that. And so if he was going to go to any school, that's what it was going to be. And so that's where he goes. And so naturally, and I'm so glad, like his school already feeds into what I'm already teaching him. And so I pack his lunch. We have a nice big breakfast together. And then when he comes back home, we have a nutritional meal together as a family. So, and I'm really close to my parents. So we go home and we cook. My mom is amazing. Like, again, I learned from her. She's the best. Like, she actually transitioned us to a more holistic way of living in high school. Mm-hmm. So when you say like the health, I've always been healthy, but like I haven't been spiritually there. Mm-hmm. So now it's all connecting.
I love that, especially because you young, right? And I believe that our generation, I think the interest, you know, it's funny, we're forced to it. Like I said, most of the stories I hear about holistic practitioners and people that get into it is you basically forced into it. There was an ailment, you had to fix yourself, and then you found this passion. And so this generation is going to be very focused on what I call internal cosmetics, right? And it's going to get to a point where even technology is going to show us what we look like inside, right? Where I went to the CES show and they were showcasing where they can do a brain scan and they can show you what your brain looks like, or a heart scan. And imagine you're able to get that for all of it, because, you know, we most of the time you see somebody's lungs is on an autopsy, right? And then you determine whether they was living a good or bad life, or they have some sort of ailment and you got to open them up for surgery. But, you know, having these what they call wearable technologies, or utilizing these new sensors that we're going to have, I believe is going to make people very mindful of their internal lifestyle and not just their external cosmetics. The external represents the internal, but the internal can be way more messed up and you might not know externally until it's too late. And the doctor's telling you, hey, you have a tumor, you have a cyst, you have cancer, you have all of these particular ailments. So I believe that when people are able to focus on, we talk about inner beauty, but the inner beauty literally being healthy, right? That's what inner beauty should be. Like, you're a healthy person. Otherwise, you know, if you're diseased on the inside, you don't look good inside. Right. You can't see what you look like. And if you don't feel good, you can't look good on the inside. So I'm interested in, you know, creating more technology and curating technology that allows us to have these preventative awareness measures, to where it's like, yo, same thing with like blood tests. I talked to my bro about it. I went and did blood tests. You can do biological tests. You can do all these different things. Mm-hmm. But I'm deep into customizing, you know, your reality towards you specifically. And most people don't have knowledge of self. So you don't know how your cells interact with things, right? You don't know how your body interacts with certain things. So you may be tired and not know why. And it could be based on blood count, right? They can be based on all of these different factors that have been left up to these scientific and medical terms that the average person don't understand.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
And only then they tell you, well, consult a doctor, but they're going to make technology the doctor, and it's going to be breaking down the layman's terms, and then a person can consult themselves based on understanding the information. You know, I just think that our generation is going to be a generation that does break that down. And yeah, there's everybody falls into whatever category of craze that they believe is perfect for their health, and that is good for you. But I think that with modern age, you should definitely do your blood test. You should definitely do your allergen test. You should make sure that you're customizing your lifestyle, what works for your biology.
It's so important.
And not just from a general consensus of someone that you like.
Or going on TikTok and thinking that, oh, I'm going to take this supplement or like this multivitamin. Like, you don't know what your markers are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here. So I have my best friend's a holistic functional doctor. So that's why I'm able to like understand like it's so important to get these tests done.
Absolutely.
And because everyone's different and like you're kind of like trial and error, but like you can really deplete yourself of these nutrients and minerals that you need from mm-hmm. not doing the right thing for a very long time. And so I'm huge into like intuitive health.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand, like for me, like just to give a visual or like a feeling for people, it's like if I consume something and my joints start to ache immediately, I know, okay, it's not good for me. Like we went to dinner and I ate and I welted up. Okay, like chill. But I'm so in tune with my body. Like you said, most people are operating at 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know what it feels like to be 100. Yeah. That's why I call people to fast and cleanse, because you will feel 100 mm-hmm. while you do it. My first 3 days are a little rough. And again, if you don't clear your detox pathways, it's going to be a little rougher. But once you kind of break through, you're going to feel like 100%. But I think it's so important to customize and intuitively have those things. But a lot of people don't know how to intuitively do those things, so they don't know what it feels like or what they're looking for. So if people can like literally see, which I love individually, like individualized tests. Like, for example, we did a test for Eli and my son, I don't really talk about him a lot because it's still very sensitive, but there was a time where he was throwing up every single day. And as a mom, you feel like you're doing everything right and you're feeding him right and he's throwing up every day.
Mm-hmm.
His teeth are rotting, everything. And it's like, what? Like what? And so she came into our life and we did these individualized testing. And from there, I was able to really heal him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that for me was like, that was enough for me to be like, no, like if you don't know, like, and the right tests, right? Because if you want to do a parasite test at a regular doctor, they'll tell you they're crazy because they only test for 3 parasites.
Mm.
The panel that we do tests for over 40 plus parasites. Mm. You have to go to the right people. I love holistic functional doctors. They're amazing because they know the right type of test for our people
mm-hmm.
and not just the whatever they're doing.
Right.
So
that's raw. I you know, it's what called informed nurturing,
mm-hmm.
right? You can nurture your child and try to do the best that you think you're doing for them. But when you become aware and you become informed, it allows you to make better decisions,
mm-hmm.
right? So I believe that that's a responsibility that every parent has, right? To be informed, to not just have the heart for it,
mm-hmm.
but do you actually have the wisdom for it? Do you have the knowledge? Do you have the facts? Raising a child is... Man, that's a whole entire job. That's a business. That's a headache. That's all kind of stuff.
A lot.
Like, and if you know, that's raising a human being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't believe no person is qualified in their field, mm-hmm. right? Unless they're an expert.
Right.
Right. So raising a child, you almost have to be an expert.
Right.
Right. And unfortunately, in these days and times, the community aspect is dying. So at first you have all these experts in your community, right, where you didn't have to actually be, but now you have to have, you know, a higher level of intellect when it comes to raising a child, because we don't have the village.
Right.
Right. So I like what you're talking about, because from everything that I hear, you created your village, right? You found your holistic doctor. You found these different people. You talked to the farmers,
Richie,
right?
I'm with them.
And then you built that around yourself and your child.
Yes.
And I believe that that is probably even a deeper story that I hear in your whole entire journey is, yes, unfortunately, our generation, it doesn't inherit the village, but you can go build the village. And the question is, what was the value of the village in the first place? And if those values are missing, then that means that you have to build that in your life. It's going to make it easier for you. So the last thing I would like to know from you, you talked about on your page on how you use oil to detox your skin.
Mm-hmm. Like an oil cleansing method. Yeah. So essentially, like, the oil cleansing is from the, like I said, I studied Ayurveda, a lot of our.
Can you give people a breakdown of Ayurveda?
So Ayurveda, you know, besides like African skincare techniques or the way they, we don't know because they burnt down our books. Okay. So Ayurveda is the oldest, most ancient healing practices that they have on file and written for us to understand. So Ayurveda is that. And Ayurveda really focuses on the individual, and it focuses on your doshas, right? There's the Vata, Pitta, Kapha, and everybody falls under these individualized sections. Mm-hmm. Ayurveda is really one of the most complicated. You have to study it to understand it, but there's a science that goes behind the way that I formulate my products. It's not just, oh, this herb, da da da. Like, no, everyone's different.
Yeah.
The energetics of the herb, right? So, like, for example, your energetics and your constitution, you might be dry, you might be skinny, and you might be cold all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to give an herb. And the beautiful thing is herbs have energetics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for ginger, ginger's hot and dry.
I love ginger.
Right. And so my whole thing is, like, if someone is already hot all the time, ginger is not what I'm going to give to you. Whether or not everyone's like ginger, no, like there's so when it comes to oil cleansing,
but that's funny because I not to
no
cut
no go
wisdom,
ahead
but I use ginger to overheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it's like when you get sick, you get that point of
right
overheat.
For a fever, right? So there's a time and the place, right? So like that's a diuretic, so you want to sweat out and and because fevers are amazing,
and I'm always hot.
So you're always hot, so you need more. So in Ayurveda, you would be a Pitta. You'd probably be a Pitta, which are more muscular in nature. I'm more Vata. I've always been a string bean my whole life. I'm always cold and I'm always dry, right? So for you, for your constitution, you need more cooling practices, more cooling herbs, and you need to be able to cool down.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's why I like being around cool people.
So when it comes to oil cleansing, I learned it from Ayurvedic practice. So most people, like, dirt and water don't mix. We know oils and water don't mix, but oil attracts dirt. So if you have dirt in your pores, the oil is going to pull it out. So sometimes when people oil cleanse, they'll go through a detoxification process, but it's bringing everything out. And so I used to have a lot of blackheads in my nose, and it wasn't until I was oil cleansing that all of that just popped out. You feel the grittiness and things like that. And so I was able to help a lot of people with their skin. We have like testimonials.
What kind of oil do you use?
So it depends on, so I have different face systems, but it depends on the person. So for like our clarity system, which is our acne prone, and so what we did was we took the constitution of acne, which is like inflamed and hot, and we went in and cooled it down. And so you want to do oils that are not clogging and comedogenic, like jojoba and grapeseed oil, and you want to use certain herbs to kind of like combat the acne, like clary sage and like peppermint, like all those things. So there's a whole mixture, but jojoba, grapeseed oil, we use rosehip oil and things like that for that system. And then we use other things for other systems. But oil cleansing is essentially to really like pull out the dirt and like all the outside world from your face that actually does do it. You know what I'm saying? And so I love oil cleansing. It's top tier. I feel like everybody should oil cleanse, but if you end up breaking out oil and cleansing, that oil is not right for you. Mm-hmm. You have to switch it up so you can customize it. But everybody thinks like washing your face with oil is like, but it makes sense and it actually evens out your skin or it evens out your oil production because it's not trying to produce more. And so when you're washing your face, your natural oils are, you're trying to produce. And so when you oil cleanse, it just like evens it out and allows your nat, like, soap can disrupt the natural biome on your skin. And so oil doesn't disrupt that natural cycle.
You know, I got a product that I'm coming out with called Godly and Fine. And I'm going to let you see the ingredient list. And I want you to help me if there's something that I can, you know, tweak in there to make a better specialized formula.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
Can you tell the people where they can find you? First of all, I thoroughly enjoyed this, and I want to invite you onto High Level Conversations to have an even longer conversation because you have, I think, a very relatable way about yourself. I think you represent the average woman, but you are very passionate and you're very knowledgeable on many subjects. And I would love to just have a broader discussion so that we can fully flesh out everything.
Okay, thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate you. And you guys can find me bodylovevital.com across the board. It's all of our social media. If you're ever in Colorado, pull up on us. We are in Parker, Colorado. We have a storefront with over 150 organic loose leaf herbs, and then we have over 65 organic skincare products, all handmade by us. So when you come in, you can see us literally making it in the back. So we would love for you guys to come out, but you can go to our website. Everything you find in store is on the website, and then vice versa. And we would love for you guys to connect and tap in with us.
I got a question for you. What does your cabinet look like? What is it that you're taking into your routine that's keeping you high level? If it's not our products, then whose products are you taking? And if it's no products, then that's a problem. Y'all seen our commercials for Goldwater, right? You've seen it all over High Level Conversations. You come to the show, you grab you a bottle, people give us the best testimonials on the planet, and we got people on the go. The thing about Goldwater is, it's not our only product. We have products like the vitamin C moss. We don't naturally produce vitamin C, so we got to get it in other forms. So therefore, especially during wintertime, we are able to keep that immune system functioning high. And let's say if you just want pure moss. This is just pure moss. I'm talking about a superfood, the best on the planet. And not just from anywhere, because you never know where people actually getting their moss from. I ain't never seen them take a trip to Jamaica. See, we get ours tested, right, to make sure that you're getting the highest quality, pure version of it, and you're getting those minerals in an over-chemicalized world. We got Smart Moss Gold, right? That Smart Moss Gold is like a Viagra for the brain. You ever find yourself where your brain feels like it's low? You tap one of these and your brain gonna feel high level. Yeah, and women love a sapiosexual, so when those brains are popping and those ideas are ready, you stay tapped in. You gotta make sure you stay safe out here. It's all sort of viruses and diseases that's running around this world, especially during this time. If you're traveling, make sure you spray this on the orifices throughout your body to kill any of those viruses or any of those things trying to invade you. Make sure y'all tap into goldwater.com so next time somebody asks you, what's keeping you high level? What's keeping you young and healthy and wealthy feeling? And now we can take some of that credit for it over here at goldwater.com. Make sure you keep your health journey running. It's a marathon. Peace.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.